Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to AVEVA's 2019 second quarter financial results conference call and webcast. I'll now hand over to Tugrul Genici, IR, and Erkan Şahiler, CFO. Sir, please go ahead.
Thank you, and welcome to all the participants to our first half 2019 earnings call of AVEVA. This is Erkan Şahiner, CFO of the company. I'll be running this call together with my colleague Tugrul Genici, who is in charge of investor relations in AVEVA. I will start the presentation by giving you some updates on the key financial metrics that we follow in AVEVA, and I'm very proud of discussing those, which reflects a very successful half-year result under such a turbulent and difficult environment in Turkish economy. In such a difficult time, AVEVA has been able to continue its leadership in the pension business with an asset under management which reached to almost 20 billion Turkish lira, including the contributions coming from the auto-enrollment as well. Actually, this reflects a 22% growth over the last year, and the leadership continues both in the classical pension business and as well as our targeted customer segment in the auto-enrollment, which is the private companies, and we are holding the number one position in terms of the customers enrolled in the private companies since last 2.5 years in the auto-enrollment business. But in the meantime, I'm also proud to share with you the very successful result on the life and PA business, on the total protection business, where we have been able to increase our gross written premiums by 29% over the last year, reaching to almost 370 million lira in the first half of the year, and bringing us in a better position vis-a-vis the competition. And with the recent acceleration of the premiums generated, we have been ranked as number 4 player in the protection market in the June results. So we are also very hopeful to improve our market share position in the remainder of the year in the life business. We haven't been able only to grow our top line, but also the technical profits have shown a very strong growth over the last year with a 16% growth, reaching to almost 250 million technical profit in the first half of the year. And accordingly, the expense ratio have been in a declining trend in the first half of 2019 as well, a continuation of the improvements since last 2.5 years by focusing on productivities and optimization of our operational costs in the company. As a result of those improvements, and in addition to the higher interest income resulting for the better interest rate environment, the profits for the first half of the year in IFRS results has reached 216 million and shown a 31% growth over the last year. The results on the local accounts were much better in terms of the growth versus the last year, which was 39%. And as we discussed in the last quarter's earnings call, the profit in local accounts are in a converging trend to the profit in IFRS results and reached 213 million in the first half of the year. Within this quarter, we have also paid 60 million lira of dividend, although we have announced a dividend payment of a total 100 million Turkish lira, considering the solvency concerns in such a volatile environment. The decision of the General Assembly was to make the first installment payments in the month of March at 60 million, and the second part of the dividends will be distributed in the month of November, depending on the comfort that we have in terms of our solvency ratio. Another metric which would represent the healthy growth of our business is the MCEV, which has reached almost 2 billion Turkish lira by the end of first half of the year. And it reflects actually a 6% growth over the MCEV by the end of 2018. And it also represents an 11% growth when we consider the MCEV, which attained by the end of the first half of 2018. So when we check the financial metrics of Avivasa, we observe double-digit growth in every single metric that we follow. And the most impressive one is the growth in VNB. The value of the new business generated in the first half of the year is almost 50% above what we have achieved in the same period in last year. And this is basically driven by the strong growth in our life portfolio, whereas the pensions are also in a growing trend, both in terms of top line and profitability. I will go to the next slide, where you can find some more detailed information regarding our segmental results. The biggest part of our business is on pensions, and in the pension business, the top line growth or the asset under management has grown by 22%, which is reflecting a better growth as compared to what we have achieved in the first quarter of the year. This is basically as a result of improving returns, improving yields on our fixed income dominated asset classes, and accordingly we have almost reached to our historical growth levels, which was 25% over the last 5 years, and we expect this will reach to those historical levels by the end of the year, as long as the interest rate environments is maintained throughout the rest of the year. In the meantime, we have seen some deterioration in the growth of the technical profit. This is basically as a result of the mix in our portfolio. Because of the better yields on the Turkish lira denominated fixed income asset classes, fixed income funds, and also especially in gold fund, where the fund management charges are lower as compared to the rest of our funds, we have seen some decline in the average fund management charge and accordingly a decline in the growth of the technical profit. However, in spite of this deterioration in the profitability, the pension business is still the major contributor to the total technical profit in the company, and it looks that it will be the same in the near future as well. So the pension business maintains its important role in our total financial picture. The second biggest business line for Aviva is the life protection, and this is where the most of the success of the first half of the year is coming from. We have been able to improve our top line by 35% over the last year, which is much ahead of the historical growth trend of 25% over the last 5 years. And in the meantime, the technical profit contribution from the life protection has also shown a growth of 27% over the last year, and reaching to almost what we generate from the pension business and exceeding a technical profit in the first half of the year of 100 million Turkish lira, by reaching 205 approximately. In the meantime, the profitability trend is also in an upward trend, and we have reached the technical profit ratio of 62% in the first half of 2019, which is 5 percentage points higher than what we have achieved in 2018 in the same period. So this reflects a very healthy growth in the life protection business, which is reflected both on top and bottom line together. Finally, on personal accident, which is the third major line in our total business, although the growth was very limited because this product is basically sold as a rider to our credit-linked products, while there was a shrinkage in the total credit market in the banking industry, we haven't been able to make such a significant growth as compared to the other businesses we have. But we are very confident for the future contribution of this business line, while we started to see some signs of improvements in the credit market, and we expect a better growth in the second half of the year, where the base effects will bring us some significant growth in the second half of 2019. But in the meantime, I would also like to draw your attention to the improving margins in this business. Although we didn't experience a growth on the top line, the technical profit contribution from the personal accident business grew by 38% during the first half of this year, as compared to the historical growth rate of 17%, which is more than double. I would like to give you a couple of additional information with regards to the auto-enrollment business on slide number 4. As you all know, the auto-enrollments have been structured by the regulator within 6 rounds, where the final one took place in the first quarter of 2019. As a result of this 6 rounds, the total market share of Aviva SA have been realized as 12%, including both private and public companies. But as you would recall from our earlier earnings releases and communication, you would remember that the focus of Avivasa in auto-enrollment business was specifically in the private industry, private companies. We didn't go to the enrollments in the public entities. And Avivasa is holding number one position in terms of number of participants in the private companies with a market share of 16%. And this is as a result of an average opt-out ratio of 60% in the market. As a final comment with regards to the auto-enrollment experience we have so far, we can say that is a very fragmented, more fragmented than the regular pensions. The service level is very important, very critical, and also the cannibalization on private pension system was lower than it was anticipated earlier. I'm sure you will be questioning regarding the regulatory changes. So far, there is unfortunately no new news regarding some improvements or changes or modifications to the auto-enrollment system enacted yet, which is expected to improve the opt-out rates or the increase the number of participants and as well as the contributions coming from this business. However, we are hopeful with regards to further improvements by the regulator or further amendments to, by the regulator into the system up until the end of the year. And as we keep saying since the beginning of the launch of the auto-enrollment system, we look to this business in a much longer term, and we believe in the future potential of the auto-enrollment system in total pensions and its help or its contribution to the total savings which the country is needed. Another additional information regarding our segmental results is with regards to the composition or product mix within our life protection and personal accident portfolio. Again, as you would recall from the earlier calls, our focus in the life business is more on the standalone products rather than the credit-linked ones. And in accordance with this strategic choice and having experienced the credit market crunch over the last 1.5-2 years, the standalone products have continued to increase its share within our total portfolio. And by the end of first half of the year, its share has reached to more than 70%. And the dependency on the credit-linked products have reduced below 30%. The growth on our standalone products is around 40%, 43% being in the retail business and 38% in standalone products sold in our partner Akbank. While the growth in the credit-linked products were only 7%, We are not very happy with this small growth, but when we compare to the rest of the industry, where the market is stagnant in total as compared to the previous year, it looks that we perform much better than the rest of the competition by having a 7% growth in our credit-linked products as well. This has resulted with a total 29% growth in our total life protection premiums generated in the first half of the year. I will briefly go over the profit and equity and as well as the solvency ratio trends. As I mentioned at the very beginning, the IFRS profit in the first half of the year has grown by 31% from 89 million to 116. I would like to give a small piece of information with regards to this profit figure, because I've seen a couple of reports this morning indicating or including the profit figure included in our solo financials. However, I would like to share with you that the apple-to-apple comparison for Avivasa results should be over the consolidated results, because the consolidated entity which has been established by the end of last year and became operative within 2019 was actually a part of our existing business. Therefore, the operating results which are reflected in our subsidiary starting by the beginning of 2019 is actually a complementary part of our total business. Therefore, we would recommend to the analysts and our investors to take into account our consolidated bottom line figures when they are making comparisons against any competitors in the Turkish market, in order to have a full picture. And I would like to repeat again, this 31% growth in the bottom line profit is much higher than the historical growth trend of 23% over the last 5 years, and it is very consistent with the strong growth trend over the last 2 years, which was in a trajectory between 30 to 40%. In accordance with this strong profit generation, our solvency ratio has also reached to 165% by the end of the first half of the year, and the total shareholders' equity grew by 26% over the last year, in spite of a 60 million dividend payout and 40 million dividend payable, making a total of 100 million Turkish lira, which was deducted from the shareholders' equity at the end of the first quarter of this year. And another strong financial metric is our ROE, which has reached to 39% by the end of the first half of this year. This is supported mainly by the very strong growth on our bottom line profits. On the following page, on slide number 7, you would see the detailed financials in our IFRS results. And on that page, you would see that the technical profit is in a growing trend over the last year by 16%. And all of the business lines, except for the life savings, which are in a runoff stage, where we do not write, we don't write any new business. We have significant growths of profits over the last year. The life protection growing by 27%, personal accident growing by 38%, and also pensions technical profit growing by 8%. In addition to the strong growth of our technical profits, we have also a very strong growth on our investment income, thanks to our strategy to benefit from high-yield instruments which were available in the markets in the first half of the year, and in anticipation of a decline in the second part of the second quarter and followed in the second half of the year, we had some long-term investments, or I would correct myself, medium-term instrument investments, which would bring us some good yields in the second half of the year as well. So we expect this continuing growth trend in the investment income to be valid in the second half of the year as well, in addition to the better growths in the technical profit. As a result, the bottom line profits have shown a growth of 31% over the last year. When it comes to the local accounts on slide number 8, we also see some similar trends in terms of the profit growth. The technical profit after the G&A expenses is growing by 22%, and profit for the period is growing by 39%. As you would recall, the basic differences between the SFRS, the local, and the IFRS accounts are with regards to the treatment of the deferred acquisition costs and deferral of incomes generated from our pension business. So in accordance with the changes resulting from this accounting methods, we have still some slight differences between the two sets of accounts, but they continue to converge between each other. Finally, I would like to talk about a little bit with regards to the business priorities going forward. As shared earlier, the priorities in terms of the product portfolio is always being one of the leading players in the market, in the markets where we operate. And in accordance with this priority, we maintain our leadership position in pensions, and we continue to accelerate our market shares in life protection. And finally, in the month of June, we have observed a 10% market share in life market, which brought us to the number 4 position in that very attractive market in terms of its profitability. Another leadership target is on the customer terms. We also would like to be a leader in terms of our offerings to our customers, where you see the results on our digital solutions. We want to be one of the first movers in the digital solutions. And in accordance with this strategic choice, the mobile application that we have launched in the last quarter of the last year has reached to a download to almost 270,000, and out of those 270,000 customers, 100,000 are still active users, and we have a rating from our customers of 4.6 over 5 in iOS and 4.3 over 5 in Android. Those figures are well above the ratings or customer ratings of the applications of the major competitors we have. So we are very proud of bringing such a user-friendly solution to our customers, where they can manage their accounts in a very simple way, and they can do their own transactions with a couple of clicks on their mobile applications. Another leadership target, again, on the customer side, is to be able to provide to our customers solutions, insurance solutions, in accordance with their all potential needs. And accordingly, we have announced earlier that we were in the process of establishing a subsidiary where we will be proposing to our customers the products other than the pensions and life. As a first move to this target, we made an agreement with Acibadem Sigorta, which was announced last week, and we will be distributing the health products of Acibadem Sigorta through our subsidiary to basically to our customers, to existing customer portfolio, which will be followed by further potential products, non-life products, and as well as reaching to additional potential customers with a full set of insurance product portfolio. One of the most important issues over the last 12 or 18 months was the increasing trend in the lapse rates in the pension, which was attributed mainly to the economic conditions pertaining in Turkey. I'm very happy to share with you that this trend started to reverse by the end of last year, and throughout first and second quarter of this year, we observed a continuously declining trend from the peak level of more than 2% on a monthly basis down to 1.1, 1.2 percentages again on a monthly basis. On a quarterly rolling averages, the lapse rate for the second quarter of 2019, for instance, have dropped to 1.4% from the 1.6 which we observed in the first quarter of the year. So we can say that we are in a good momentum, positive momentum in terms of the pension lapse rates. and in accordance with the improvements in the overall economic trends, we do expect the lapse rates to continue to improve in the second half of the year as well. I would like to jump into another area in terms of our financial performance, which is the MCEV. On slide number 11, you would see an historical trend of MCEV, where we have started from 440 million levels back to 12 years ago and reached to almost 2 billion, almost five times of what we had at the very beginning of this company. And this 2 billion of MCEV represents a healthy growing business, which is growing, as I said, 11% since the first half of last year and 6% over the last year-end figure. On slide number 12, you would see the components or drivers of this growth. And this chart reflects that we have a continuing value at both from our pension and life business. But in the meantime, the growth or the contribution of our life business is much bigger both in value and percentage-wise as compared to the pension, where our current strategy is focusing on. And accordingly, the share of life within our total MCEV has improved from 27 to 29% since the end of last year. And as long as the trend continues in the second half of the year, we would most probably see a much higher percentage of life contribution as compared to pensions, but we would see a positive growth in both of the businesses we operate. The financial metrics in terms of the new business profitability is also giving some positive signals, except of pensions, where we see some slight deterioration, as I explained earlier, because of the changing mix of the fund allocations of our customers, and accordingly, the fund management charges that we generate. But when we look to the life protection and personal accidents, we see some very healthy and strong growth figures, both in terms of the MCEV growth, MCEV margins, and as well as the VNB growth. So those metrics confirms the long-term healthiness of our business portfolio as well. I mean, not only the short-term metrics that you see on the financial statements, but also the long-term ones, which will be shared soon after the finalization of the audit work on our MCEV figures are also reflecting this positive momentum within the portfolio of Arivasa. Actually, that concludes my presentation over the first half results, and we will be looking for your questions to answer.
Thank you. We'll now start our question and answer session. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on a telephone keypad. To participate in our written Q&A, just type your question into the Ask a Question text area, then click the Submit button. Thank you for holding. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on a telephone keypad. To participate in our written Q&A, just type your question into the Ask a Question text area, then click the Submit button. Thank you for holding. We have no audio question. Dear speakers, back to you.
Actually, we do not see any written question on our web chat either. I guess the results are very satisfactory for all the participants, and they are very clear to the audience. Therefore, we can conclude the session, and I would like to mention that our investor relations teams and myself will be always open for your, any of your questions through our emails and through our phone numbers. You can reach us whenever you like and whenever you need. Thank you for your participation. And have a good weekend. Good afternoon.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes today's webcast call. Thank you for your participation. You may now disconnect.